We've got a banking sector review around scams and potential reimbursement or reimbursement. This follows widespread criticism of the lackluster consumer protections in this country and the threat from the government that's going to have to step in. Under current laws, many victims are simply ineligible for compensation. So Consumer New Zealand boss and Banking Ombudsman board member John Duffy's with us on this. John, very good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
What's your ideal world?
Well, in an ideal world, people wouldn't be falling victim to scams, and banks would have systems in place to, you know, prevent that happening. At the moment, we have a banking system that's been underinvested in for years, and it's letting scammers target New Zealand bank customers and fleece them out of literally hundreds of millions of dollars.
Are we limited just to banks? I mean, there was a whole bunch of news around SMS scams this week, for example. So we're limiting this to banks and their responsibility or potential responsibility.
Look, banks do get leaned on pretty heavily in this space because ultimately the scammers can't perpetrate the scam without there being some form of bank transfer. So there's always a bank involved. But I think it's absolutely fair to say that the trading platforms and the telcos also play a really big role in this space as well.
Do the ComCom have, is this all tied in with the bank competition, the Commerce Commission, etc.? If we had more competition in the banking sector, they'd be more competitive, they'd invest in more, and therefore they'd provide better for services, therefore, etc. Or is that a completely different subject?
No, I think that they're actually really linked. If, you know, banks were having to compete on security, if there was a competitive sector and one bank got a reputation for having poor security, customers would move to banks that have better security, so those banks would be incentivized to up their game. At the moment, we have a pretty apathetic sector that has an inert customer base and aren't switching, so they can just sit on their laurels and offer up, you know, weak security systems, and consumers suffer as a result.
Where does personal responsibility come in?
There is an element of personal responsibility here. You know, we need to be alert as a society to being scammed. The scammers are out there and they're actively targeting New Zealanders. But the reason they're actively targeting New Zealanders is there are weak points in our systems that make it easier to get money off us. So some of these scams are extremely sophisticated, and the type of people who are falling for them aren't necessarily, you know, low intelligence or particularly vulnerable. These are normal New Zealanders who are being duped by really sophisticated professional fraudsters.
All right, let's see where it goes. Have a good weekend, John. Appreciate it as always. John Duffy, Consumer New Zealand Chief Executive.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.